It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, what is going on? Happy Friday. It is the Plan B After Show podcast. Sitting in with me once again is Kiki. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this and whatever day.
Good morrow.
Happy Nexterday.
Happy Nexterday.
See, there you go. It works out. All right. Well, this actually, this topic that I want to talk about today on the podcast, it works out because I want to get the female's point of view on this. So here, take a listen. This is the latest story that has been brought to my attention.
According to a new survey, stay-at-home moms would make an estimated salary of over $160,000 for their work based on the salaries of other professional jobs. And stay-at-home dads would immediately be fired.
Now, all joking aside, stay-at-home dads are becoming more popular.
Oh, yeah.
You have women going back to the workforce, really well-paying jobs, able to support the family, and the dads stay at home. Obviously, that is a complete shift to what it was in... basically up until what, maybe the 80s, 90s? Mm-hmm. Really even now, you know, it's still kind of a new thing.
Right.
However, $160,000 a year? That seems a little high. That seems a little high.
I think it's because your main goal is to keep the children alive.
But, I mean...
so you're kind of like, you have to... that's what I feel like, a stay-at-home mom. The main goal, what is the goal for today? Make sure the children... stay alive.
But if that's such a tough job, I don't know if maybe you should have popped out kids. You know what I mean?
I wonder what area in the U.S. that is, you know, because clearly that's probably like a bigger city type.
I think it's just an average. I think it's an average nationwide.
Yeah, because if you're looking at that. Like here or, you know, smaller areas, it's obviously that's way too high.
To be fair, though.
I feel like that's city. Economics right there.
To be fair, though, up until a point. Now, if you homeschool, I could see that price being valid.
Right, because you're a teacher.
You're a teacher as well.
Yep.
However, up until a certain point, when the kids start going to school, now granted, you wouldn't be a stay-at-home, but really, watching over kids at that young of an age, is it that hard? And Bill Burr has a great bit.
Yeah.
You've probably heard this, where he's talking about Oprah saying, oh, the hardest job in the world is... a mother.
But here's the thing. It depends on the level of, like, motherness. I think some stay-at-home moms are just, you know, making sure the kids stay alive, and they do kind of, you know, just basic stuff. There's other moms, I mean, it's almost like a psychological thing. You're trying to teach your kids stuff. Even if they're not stay-at-home mom or stay-at-home teachers, they're not homeschooling.
Yeah.
You're still trying to effectively, you know, grow your child with, you know, different learning lessons or skills, or you're going over stuff with them. You're always trying to teach them stuff.
But, okay, let's think about a newborn baby. Yes, the sleeping and feeding and changing is off, but it's also just a baby. You're just hanging out with it. That's not worth $160,000.
Yeah, but it cries all the time. Do you know how wearing that is?
Yeah, but that's not worth $160,000.
Well, I don't know about that, but... I will say that if you were at your job and constantly everything you did then just collapsed on you and you had to start over like constantly throughout the day, I feel like that would be what it's like to have a newborn. It's like, oh, I got them to sleep. And then something happens. They wake up. They start crying. They're throwing up. They're puking all over you. You're a mess again. You just took a shower. Like all this stuff, and just keeps collapsing. And then you get everything situated. They go back to sleep for maybe 20 minutes, and then it's hell. Hell breaks loose again. It's
I've been around enough babies and toddlers to know that yes, it can be trying at times, but it's not worth $160,000 in my mind. I think a stay-at-home mom is worth about, or a stay-at-home parent.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's worth about $30,000 a year. Because even at this day and age, toddlers too. Lots of times, all right. Put them in front of the TV.
Yeah.
You could put on Baby Einstein.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on the level of like what the mom is trying to accomplish with the kid. Are you just trying to keep them alive and keep them entertained? Then I'd say it'd be a lower salary. But if you're going above and beyond and trying to teach the kids stuff,
yeah,
and you're having your own in-home like school learning center.
See, I would agree if teachers were getting paid $160,000 because they're responsible
for all the kids.
For a long portion of for most of the day.
You know what? That's a great example. So here we have teachers who also are supposed to keep everyone else's child alive and teach them something, keep them in line. And if they're not getting paid $160,000 a year, then I'm sorry, but no stay-at-home mom should be getting paid
I just don't think, too, some of the stuff, like, and I agree with what you're saying. It's like, if you have a parent that's super involved, you know, doing activities, but also, is it worth $160,000 because you took your kid to the park in a stroller? Come on. You're getting outside. You're getting You know who's the fittest people in the world? These stay-at-home moms.
Well, some of them.
It was some of them, but a lot of them are. You see these stay-at-home moms that are able to work out. They're taking the kids out. They're doing their walks. Also, very little stress. Okay, the baby's crying. Well, you put the baby down for a nap. What are you doing during that time?
Yeah, here's the other thing.
You know what I mean?
I know. I think it comes down to, I think what's really hard is the psychological effect it has on a stay-at-home mom. You're by yourself. You're only having conversations with toddlers, which is barely a conversation. And I think it can be kind of stressful and wearing on you. I think it's more of a psychological thing for
sitting on that couch
mom.
With a glass of white wine. Oh, that's real stressful.
I think every stay-at-home parent has a different situation.
For sure.
You never know. My mom said I was a very content baby. She was allowed.
Oh, what the hell happened?
She was able to. She built a salon. Built on a expanded our garage, basically. Mm-hmm. Expanded it to make it into like a mini salon. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she worked out of this. It was a two hair dryer, two sink salon. And she worked, and I was there too. She was watching me as well. And I was content enough. She didn't have to worry about me as much. So she was able to do a lot at home with me. But some kids aren't like that.
No, some kids aren't. And I understand it. And especially, let's say you're a stay-at-home mom with five kids, which is crazy. But, of course, at some point, the kids are going off to school, you know, everything like that. So, you know, the workload.
You have to also think about this. You know, they're also a cleaning service. Stay-at-home moms are a cleaning service.
To be
fair, though. They're expected to keep the house clean. They do the dishes. They do all the laundry. With kids, laundry is nonstop.
Yeah, but is that worth $160,000?
No,
I guess that's kind of where I'm at.
I don't think so. No, I do not think so.
Because you're doing all that stuff anyways. And if you stay on top of it. You know, I mean, if you the kids have a play area, okay, well, you pick up as you're going. The kids are taking a nap. You do a little cleanup. I don't know. I feel like
my kids are napping, I'm napping.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of parents do, and that's nice.
That's the only time that they can get stuff done.
Yeah, and then the dad comes home, and you know, it kicks back. Or the other parent comes home, and you know, the kids are already worn out because you had them all day, so it can't be that hard. I don't know.
Here's the thing too is that. You know, all parents, I think, at some point are also stay-at-home parents. I guess, like, whenever they come home from work, what do you call the evening?
Yeah.
The parent is home from work, doesn't get a break, has to take care of the kids, get baths, cook dinner for them.
Yeah, because lots of times the stay-at-home mom or the stay-at-home dad.
In the day.
Yeah, the stay-at-home parent is like, all right, I've had them all day. It's your turn. Well, okay, well, they just got done working their job.
There's working parents that come home and then they have to turn into the stay-at-home parent, but like the night shift.
So I think it's safe to say that that the stay-at-home parent should not be paid $160,000.
I don't believe that, but I think that you're not giving them as much credit either.
Like it's real hard to bend over and put in the DVD in the DVD player. I'm quoting Bill Burr.
I know.
I was going to play the bit, but I don't, for copyright reasons, I don't think I can. Yeah. But if you do yourself a favor and just search Bill Burr motherhood, and it is the greatest, greatest thing in the world.
It is very funny. Yeah. But you know what? We don't have kids, so we can't really say
we got
a whole
dogs,
lot.
Though.
I know. And sometimes, do you see some frustrations I do when I pet dogs?
You also can't talk to dogs, though.
Tell me what's wrong with you. What are you feeling?
I just took you out. Why did you pee in the house?
Why didn't you tell me?
at some point the kids can talk. So I think that it's got.
Yeah, but babies can't talk.
Yeah, but babies
can't
just sit there and nap. It's not that hard.
You know?
Oh, it's real hard bending over putting the DVD in the DVD player. Oh my God.
Yeah, but see, I think I would work. I would work really hard as a stay-at-home mom because I don't want them to be just watching TV or playing on devices all day. I want them to be outside playing.
I think learning. For the first year, you would be the most attentive, ready to go, eating good foods, and then just that one day, you'll snap.
First kid compared to the second kid.
We're going to McDonald's getting a damn Happy Meal. I'm not cooking.
My sister goes, when she first started having kids, she was like, one word of advice for you, don't ever take them to McDonald's. That's all they'll ever want.
That's all they'll ever want.
They won't eat anything else except McDonald's.
I get food and a toy. Yeah. Take me there again, and I will throw a hissy fit. Did she do the...
And she was a very organic...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, she did cloth diapers.
Cloth diapers.
For a
did she do
That's
that with Willow?
Work.
Did she do it with Willow?
No, only with her first kid.
That makes sense.
Oh, and she was out of that by like the sixth month.
Oh, I thought she was high.
Done. Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing?
I know. I was like having to buy her all these cloth diapers.
I'm all
like,
for
what are you thinking.
I'm all for saving the planet and being good about that.
Absolutely.
But when it comes to, if we ever have kids, if you think I'm washing a diaper, you're dreaming. It thing's going into trash.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this podcast. Thank you so much, Kiki, for sitting in. I appreciate
welcome.
It. Oh, it's real hard putting the DVD in the DVD player. Bend it over. All right.
60,000.
Make sure you check out more on the website. Do some exploring, WIRX.com, where you found this amazing podcast. Plus, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial. And we'll see you next time.